They say it's never too late in life to become a father, but what about in death? The body of the great surrealist painter Salvador Dali is today being exhumed for a controversial paternity test. You may remember us bringing you this story when the news of the court order first broke. Well, as the authorities prepare to open up the crypt this evening, Sarah Morris, correspondent in Spain for France 24, has been interviewing the woman fighting to prove that Dali is her real father. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, first of all, it is being exhumed this evening. I don't know, or does anybody know, what kind of state it's going to be in?
Well, really, it's going to be quite tricky to even get out the body, simply because it's underneath a tombstone that weighs about 1.5 tons. And it's inside this spectacular theatre museum, which Dali himself created before his death in 1989. And so even getting to the body may be tricky. It was embalmed, which could add additional difficulties to the forensic scientist. Nevertheless, they think it will be possible to get a good DNA sample. They will take it from the bones, the shin bone in particular. They will take molar teeth out and really make sure that they get enough to see whether or not this woman, fortune teller, is indeed his daughter.
Will they actually remove the body, or will they just take the samples in the crypt and then close it again?
They will just take the samples and close it again. I think the goal is to not disturb too much the functioning of that museum. The Dali Foundation asked if this could be put off. They said it would be impossible to arrange in the time that the judge had set. And the judge really said, well, it could take place after the closure of the museum, but it had to go ahead today as planned.
OK, so it's going to happen today and it'll be all over and done with overnight, and the museum presumably can open again. Just remind us who this woman is.
Well, she is a 62-year-old woman quite well known in Girona in the northeast of Spain, because she used to be called Jasmine and work on local television as a fortune teller. People used to call her up, give her a name, and she would solve their life problems for them. That's what she told me. She's quite a colourful character. She's absolutely convinced she is his daughter. And she even says that she thinks that Dali knew that she was his daughter. She says that when she was about 16, she used to walk down the Rambla in Figueres, which was the hometown of Dali. And she says that he used to look at her very intensely, and she used to look at him. They were both quite extravagantly dressed, she says. And she says that although nothing was said, her mother has since in later years started to tell her about the affair with Dali, and that Dali at some point when she was very young used to pass her on the street to stroke her hair and say, "This is my daughter."
You met the woman, of course. Is there any resemblance to Dali? I know man and woman and moustache and all that confuse the issue, but could you see any resemblance?
They've both got quite striking eyes. They look at you very directly from the photos I've seen of Dali, at least. But I couldn't definitely. They're not the dead ringers that Maria Pilar, this woman, thinks they are. She carries around a little photo, which she showed me on her mobile, of Dali as a young man and herself as a younger woman. And she puts them against each other and she says, look, we're clearly father and daughter. I'm not sure that I would say definitely for sure.
I've seen pictures of her, and she often strikes that pose in these pictures. You know, that mad Dali pose where he's looking kind of sideways at the camera, looking slightly surprised or shocked.
Yes. Indeed. And she plays up a lot of that stuff, and she talks about the fact that she paints, that she has an appreciation for art. She also says that she thinks she has the same karma as Dali. She says that he had a problem with his father, who disowned him when he married his wife, Gala, who he didn't approve of. And she talks about her unhappy childhood. She says that she understands and can sympathise. And she shed a few tears with me when she talked about the fact that she said that the man who brought her up died in hospital, and she held his hand all night until he did die. And she said Dali, despite all his money and his spectacular fame, died alone. And that's really when she shed a few tears talking to me.
Now, is this about money?
She insists it's absolutely not about money. She says she just wants to get to the truth. And she said, had it been about money, she would have done this a lot earlier on, because she's now 62, really. She says she's the sort of woman who's pretty happy smoking her cigarette, having a Coca-Cola. She doesn't need money. Nevertheless, she does have four daughters. She has grandchildren. She would be entitled to 25% of his estate, potentially. And although her lawyer said to me that he has at the moment no instructions to go after the fortune if this paternity test is positive. While we were discussing that, Maria Pilar herself said she's even more convinced that she probably should go after the estate, and that she's entitled to something of that estate.
Do we know how much the estate is worth?
There's a figure out in the Spanish media constantly of 300 million euros. And I asked the lawyer if he had any estimates of the assets. He says that that figure strikes him as very low, but that he hasn't put out any estimates. He hasn't started to look at how much the paintings, the museums, all the remaining author's rights could be worth. He hasn't done that because he hasn't got proper instructions from his client yet. But he does think that figure of 300 million euros is low, as he said.
And who are the current beneficiaries of that estate?
They are actually the Spanish taxman. The Spanish country was left his estate because although Gala, the wife of Dali, and Dali lived together for many, many years, they didn't have any children that were known of, and Dali left his estate to the Spanish taxman. Mm-hmm.
Dali, of course, you see him as a caricature with that waxed moustache and so on, and the paintings are the surrealist, of course. They're very striking and often quite humorous. Mm-hmm. But Dali himself, not a particularly nice man, it would appear.
That's right. People were divided about what they think of him, particularly in Spain, where he was often accused of being a supporter of Franco, unlike many of his other intellectual friends that were radically against the Franco dictatorship. He did come back during Franco's reign and lived here. And he seemed to always court controversy. He said that Hitler turned him on. And I mean, a lot of the things that he did seemed to be out to shock. And some of the skeptics in terms of this paternity case said, really, one of the things that surprises them about all this is that he seemed to be more of a voyeur than a man capable of getting a woman pregnant. So he certainly has his critics, and yes, as you say,
you can admire the painter, but not respect the man, perhaps. And finally, did this tarot card reader try her wiles on you at all?
She said that she was getting signals and could see things. I tried not to encourage her because I wanted to get to the bottom of her story rather than my own.
Well, Sarah Morris, correspondent in Spain for France 24, thank you very much for joining us. And no doubt in a few days' time, we'll have the result of that rather grim and gruesome adventure tonight in the crypt.